I am the Good Shepherd, Chapter 50. When one who has been seriously sick recovers, gladness reigns in the home. Not only the father, mother, sisters, and brothers are happy, but the friends and acquaintances also rejoice. Perhaps you are thinking, all this is natural. We take it for granted. Yes, boys and girls, you are correct. It should be taken as a matter of course. Wouldn't we be happy if an afflicted person were helped and cured? But, alas, often it is different. There is so much hatred and envy in the world. This is so today as it was in former days. The man who was born blind, about whom we told you in the previous chapter, was cured by Jesus. How much rejoicing prevailed in Jerusalem because of this? Rejoicing? Just note, this man is being abused. Hateful glances are thrown at him. Harsh and evil words are cast at him. Rejoicing? No, the Pharisees are not rejoicing. They shower scorn and ridicule upon this man and cast him out of the synagogue. His church membership is taken from him by the Pharisees, and these men are the leaders, the teachers, and shepherds of the Jewish people. Isn't it cruel and fearful? However, a little later, as this man was walking through the streets of Jerusalem, the Lord Jesus meets him. He speaks kindly to him, comforting him in his sadness. Now, in connection with this wickedness and cruelty of the Pharisees, Jesus begins to speak. He tells a parable. Listen attentively. Many sheep are kept in the land of Canaan. The shepherds went out with their flocks and cared for them. In the Orient, the sheepfolds are altogether different from ours. There, the sheepfold was an open area surrounded by a wall or a fence. Usually, a cave was situated in the rear and where the sheep could find shelter against the cold and rain. An opening was left in the front of the wall through which the sheep could go in and out. But a door was lacking in many of those sheepfolds. Wasn't this dangerous? Couldn't the sheep run away at night? Couldn't the wild beasts creep unhindered into the sheepfold and rend and kill their prey? Indeed not. The shepherd lay in this opening. Nothing could enter the sheepfold unless it passed the watching shepherd. The shepherd was the door. If a wild beast or thief approached, the shepherd would defend his flock with the courage of a lion, even if it had to cost him his life. In the morning, the shepherd would leave the fold with his flock. With us, the shepherd walks behind his flock and drives them forward, but in the Orient, the shepherd walks in front and the sheep follow him. If one of these animals lagged behind, the shepherd called the animal by its name, and immediately it would walk to its master. Every sheep knows the shepherd and his voice. If a stranger should call a sheep by its name, it would not come to the stranger, but would flee away. The sheep knows by the sound of the stranger's voice that he is not his master. While the shepherd journeys onward with his flock, he clears the way. If one of the sheep falls into a ditch, the shepherd goes for it. He would carefully lift it up, lay it upon his shoulders, and carry the strayed sheep back to the flock. He delivers his animal from death. Boys and girls, I first had to tell you this, otherwise you would not understand the following. After the Lord Jesus had witnessed the wicked actions of the Pharisees, he says, "I am the good shepherd. I am the door of the sheep." Oh, what does he mean by this? He compares the people to a flock of sheep and himself to a shepherd. The Pharisees were no shepherds. They did not watch over the sheep. They did not comfort the people, but they pulled them to pieces and drove them away. Oh, the Pharisees appeared more like wolves than shepherds. But the Lord Jesus is the good shepherd. The man who was born blind was rejected and driven away by the Pharisees. But the Lord Jesus looked for him. The Lord Jesus is a shepherd for his people. He will take care of them. He will keep them and lead them safely through this life. Not one of his sheep, not one of his elect will go lost. The enemies may try to destroy God's people, but they never will succeed. The Lord Jesus will protect them. The Lord knows his sheep by name, and they know him. God's people live in this world, which is full of enemies. The greatest enemy of God's people is the devil. He continually tries to destroy them. But Jesus, the good shepherd, takes care of them. He watches over them. As a shepherd in the Orient walks first and clears the way, so also the Lord Jesus shows his people the way in which they must go. A good shepherd goes to meet the enemy. The Lord Jesus also went to meet the enemy, and he defeated him. A good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. So also the Lord Jesus gave his life. He died the humiliating death upon the cross, so his people could live forever. He died to deliver them from destruction. An Israelite shepherd sooner fought the enemy until he died, rather than forsake the flock and save his life. He did it out of love for those dull animals. The Lord Jesus also gave his life voluntarily, and he died out of love for his people. Do you understand how the Lord Jesus is just like a shepherd? He is not only a good shepherd for the converted Jews, but also for the heathens who shall be converted by him. Soon God's people will be gathered together in heaven. All will be one flock, for he is the only shepherd, the good shepherd for all his sheep, Jew as well as Gentile. I know this portion is very difficult for you, really too difficult, but still I told it you. Why? So that when you are sitting at the table, listening to your father read the portion from the Bible where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd," or "I am the door of the sheep," you will understand a little of its meaning. Do you know who enters the fold, but not through the door? Thieves and robbers. They climb over the wall, and so try to steal the sheep. Whenever a hireling goes out with the sheep, his first thought is of himself. If the enemy comes or danger threatens, the hireling flees and leaves and forsakes the sheep. Why? Because they are not his sheep. He is only a hireling, a servant. The Jews listen to the words of Jesus, but when he ceases speaking, a ridiculing expression comes upon many of their faces. "Such nonsense," they say scornfully. "He hath a devil. He is insane. He knows not what he says. We shouldn't listen to him any more." "Yes, but," other Jews object, "how can this be nonsense? It is no confused mixture of words, as comes from one who has a devil. If it were true he hath a devil, how can he open the eyes of the man who was born blind?" And, "What do you say about it, boys and girls? Do you know the Lord Jesus? Do you know his voice in your heart? And does the Lord Jesus know you? Ask if this good shepherd will, by grace, make you a sheep of his flock. Only then you will be safe, and he will take care of you. Wouldn't it be a great privilege?